Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you haven't been with us, we've been for some weeks now on a series entitled Ministering and Receiving Healing. Or Receiving and Ministering Healing. Is that how I said it last time? Anyway, we're talking about both. And we went one by one through 20 accounts of healing in the ministry of Jesus through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, looking at, in detail at each one. And now we've begun in the book of Acts. And so we're continuing. Read with me, please, in Acts 1, as we've done before, and the first chapter, Acts 1, 1. Dr. Luke, whom God used to pen the gospel account of Luke, he's also using to pen here the book of Acts, and he says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began, both to do and teach." So the account, the gospel account of Luke that he penned about how Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, how that Jesus preached and taught and ministered deliverance. He said that was an account of all that Jesus began, all that he started. And how many know now he's beginning to pen the book of Acts? Do we see similar things happen in the book of Acts as to what happened in Jesus' earthly ministry? I mean, so many times we've read, you know, how that the apostles would say to somebody, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Well, that sounds just like somebody else. Who? Jesus. The Bible said that the civil authorities took notice of them and marveled that they had been with Jesus. How many know that running with folk can rub off on you? Good or bad. Right? And hanging with the right crowd does good things for you. Hanging with the bad crowd can do bad things for you. It does make a difference who you hang with and who you spend time with. Here's a simple question that you ought to ask yourself as to in determining how much time you spend with somebody. Question is this: do I want to be like them? How much do I want to be like them? Then that's how much time you ought to be thinking about, of spending with them, unless it's happening the other way around, that they're becoming more like you. Amen. Did you hear me? Because, you know, that kind of thing is going to happen as you spend time with people. Well, anyway, we see healings, deliverances, miracles happen in these pages in the book of Acts, and that is a continuation of what Jesus started, recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How many understand and know healing didn't pass away when Jesus ascended? It continued. Amen. All the kind of things that you saw Jesus doing continued to happen through his apostles, through his prophets, through his disciples, through his church. How many believe we're a part of the same church today? Amen. And the same things are supposed to be happening today. The book of Acts is still being written. Amen. You and I are in here. Our chapter is being written right now. Thank God. And we got the same Holy Spirit, same name of Jesus, same Great Commission, same healing. Amen. Amen. Jesus is continuing what he began. Well, we looked at the healing of the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. Do you remember that? And then we also looked at the healing of who? Aeneas. Amen. He was sick of the palsy, and he got over it. And then we looked at the healing of, were y'all here? The crippled man at Lystra, right? That was just last week. Is that correct? And we got excited because he got faith to be healed from hearing the gospel. You remember we got excited? Don't you remember? Great. Maybe I should just go back and preach it over again. It wouldn't hurt us at all. But let's continue on tonight to the next account of an individual healed in the book of Acts. It's in the last chapter of Acts. It is the healing of Publius' father. The healing of Publius' dad. Daddy, father. In Acts 28, let's pray, and then we're going to read and believe to get revelation out of the scripture, like we do every day when we read our chapters. Yes. Am I right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Let's pray and we'll read this. Father, we ask you to open our eyes to see good things out of your word tonight. Quicken us by it. Your word is life to us and health and medicine to all of our flesh. Let this healing word come into us and bring our faith up and work healing and strength in us. And show us, give us answers to questions and show us solutions to problem and direction. For right now, we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the praise. We'll not be hearers only, but doers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Acts 28, verse 1. Well, if you read the book of Acts like we've just done recently, then you know that they were in the ship being tossed in a storm for approximately 15 days. How many of being in a storm for one day is a long time?
Yeah.
Now, see, no doubt this is a sailing vessel. They don't have huge diesel engines like we have today, and they didn't have weather radar to see where it was at. They're in it. And then this thing carries them along. They're riding with the storm. So, you know, they didn't just pass through the storm. They're part of the storm. Day after day after 14 days, and then I guess it was about the 15th day when the ship broke up. Man, that's a long time. How'd you like to be in a typhoon, hurricane, for 15 days and nights? What a ride. And then the ship broke up. They all had to jump overboard, grab them a plank or something that would float. But supernaturally, just like the Lord had told them, they all made it to the island. There was an island not too far away. So here's, it begins in chapter 28, verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous or primitive native people showed us no little kindness. In other words, they're very nice to them. For they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And let me just stop right here. How many know being nice and courteous has nothing to do with being intelligent?
That's right.
Or being educated.
That's right.
Or having degrees.
Yeah.
No. Sometimes people think it is an excuse because they are educated to be snobbish. There's some way or another that exempts them from being nice. It's a sad thing. You know, some of these nice shops and really nice restaurants are that way. Some of these folks have such attitudes. We were up in the Northeast. I won't even say the state. But a very, very large city. And I was accompanying Dr. Hagen and Miss Aretha. I was driving the car for them and accompanying them, helping them in the meetings. Phyllis and I were. And some pastor friends, our hosts, were wanting to take them to eat, and they took us. That happened a lot. We went to a lot of nice places because we were with the right people. And Mom Hagen, as we called her, it was a seafood place. And we were looking at the menu. It was supposed to be a very, very exclusive, nice place. How many understand exclusive doesn't necessarily mean nice?
Yes.
It should. But Mom Hagen, you know, at that time, she's 78 years old, I think, and very, very beautiful and gracious. And she said, this fish, she said, is it fresh? And the guy said, no, it stinks. We thought, whoa. You know, The fish is not always fresh. Sometimes it's frozen, right? That's what she's asking. And you see that kind of thing, and people make an excuse for it because they're supposed to be exclusive or educated. But, you know, and people think this. I've seen women who were, you know, snobbish about standing and get insulted if somebody didn't open a door for them or you know, well, I said, I'm a lady. That's not a lady. A lady knows how to be gracious. Or men who say, don't you know who I am? Why don't you have a seat for me? Do you know who I am? Well, you're telling me right now. In some ways you don't want to. You're telling me you're rude and self-centered. So here were some people, they weren't educated. They're wearing loincloths, but they knew how to be hospitable. Amen. Amen. How many believe that's a valuable thing in the eyes of God? Hospitable. How many believe Faith Life Church is going to be one of the most hospitable churches anywhere? Yes. Amen. Yes. I mean, when people come and visit, we're going to treat them so wonderful, they're not going to want to leave. Yes. Right? Yes. We're going to be one of the most hospitable. And churches who know how to practice hospitality in the world. Come on, tell me amen real good on that. Yeah. Yes. Amen. The Lord's teaching us right now how to do it. So they built them a fire and they took care of them and they brought them in out of the cold and the rain. And verse 3, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Now let's just stop right here. Here's the great apostle Paul. Learned man. Man of God. Orator. Gathering sticks. Well, he sure didn't think he was too good to work, did he? The Greek implies capacity load. Arm load, not two sticks, arm load of sticks. I understand Paul didn't feel like he was above building a tent here and there. And getting his hands dirty and doing what needed to be done. Right? And you'll find that real men and women of God are that way. Real gentlemen, real ladies don't mind rolling their sleeves up, getting their hands dirty. They don't just sit around while everybody else cleans up the place. They get in too. They don't just watch while everybody else does the work. They get in too. If something's being done, everybody does it. Go ahead, let's do it. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Publius Father, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1219. That's R-1219, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.